Okay, people, so today we're going to be getting into what it looks like to change your life. Okay, so this is actually a self-awareness exercise that we're going to get into today. So I want you to be in a space where you can like visualize this, use your senses, close your fucking eyes if you have to. So maybe don't listen to this while you're driving. Actually, please don't listen to this as you're driving, because I really want you to visualize this and kind of let it soak in. Now, why am I doing this episode? It's a little off brand. Well, it's not off brand, but you know that I have been on this journey to completely change my life around. I've spoken about that a billion times, but I never really talk about what that process looks like. And I'm not going to get into what that process looks like for me. I want to get into what that process can look like for you, because I think if you're listening to this and tuning into this, it's because you're at a place where you want some things in your life to change. But in order for that to happen, it's fucking messy. It's messy, it's dramatic, and then it's fucking peaceful and chill and fucking dope. So let's get into what it looks like to change your life. Remember, we're visualizing this shit. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Rethinking with Rosalba. My name is Rosalba, your unconventional life and success coach. In this podcast, my goal is to help you unlearn some limiting beliefs, negative mindsets, negative habits that you may have, and to rethink ways to improve those mindsets, goals, habits. That way you can prioritize your happiness, your passion, energy, and your overall well-being. I want to help you create a life you fucking love. So let's get into it. Okay, so let's start off with, I want you to imagine this, right? I want you to imagine, to picture a house, okay? Your life is this house. It's a fucking house, like a regular house. It has rooms, you know, it has a foundation. It has rooms, it has windows, you know, it's a fucking house. But I want you to visualize this as this rickety old ass fucking house, right? Why do I want you to do that? Because if there's like crap going on in your life right now that you don't fucking like, that's what your house is going to look like. All right. That's what I want you to picture. All right. Don't picture this fucking mansion that's super shiny. But unless that's your life right now, don't picture that. Picture or correlate this rickety old house to what your current life feels like for you or looks like for you, right? This house has been built since you were a kid, right? Because that's the life is your house. Okay, so the first step in building a house is laying the foundation. So the foundation was created when you were a little kid. Now, I want you to think of this foundation as the programming that you received as a little kid. And I always use the word programming. I don't know what other word to fucking use for it. It's basically like the values, the beliefs, the thinking, the environment, everything that what you were exposed to as a kid that you like held on to or took on, right? That created your fucking life, right? So the foundation could be, I don't know, like childhood trauma. That could be it, right? Just like old, outdated ideals and thoughts and beliefs, you know, things like that, like things that people said to you that you took on as your own, but you don't really feel that way now as an adult, right? Does that make sense? So that's the foundation. It's like the programming that you've received. Now, your house is also made up of rooms, clearly, right? And windows, doors, shit like that. So here's what I want you to visualize when you visualize the rooms. Each room could be in a different area of your wheel of life. You can do that. So one room is like your financial room, one room is like your business room, your career room, one room could be like your relationship room. You can do that. Or you can set up your rooms on what you currently go through. So for example, one room can be filled up with all the people that don't believe in you, or at least they think that you can't do something, or like that they don't support you, right? So that could be one room. One room could be filled with all the people that you're comparing yourself to, either physically or financially. And we always talk about that comparison thing that we fucking do where grass is greener on the other side, all that shit. Maybe one room is filled up with the grass is greener people, right, that you have in your life. And going back to that room with the people that don't believe in you, there's a lot of like judgment from them in that room. So they're like always judging you, that room. One room could be filled with like, you know, those like fucking weird mirrors in like those, what do you call them? Like the fucking haunted mansion shit. You know what I mean? And they have all the weird mirrors where like your body's all fucking distorted and all that stuff. That's your body image room, where it's like how you view your body. A lot of self-confidence, blah, 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 is dealt with in that room. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like, visualize this house. The foundation is shit because it's filled with, if you've had childhood trauma or if you've had perceptions that you were raised with that are really outdated, old belief systems, old thought systems, like, all of that, right? And then the rooms could be either different areas of your wheel of life, or the rooms could be just different areas of what you're feeling right now. Maybe you have like a super financial strain on you right now, and one room is just literally, there's nothing in it because you just feel this financial strain and you just feel like poor as fuck, and it's fucking very negative in that room. Do you get it? Okay, I want you to picture that. These are the rooms that are making up your house, okay? These are all the things that are like buried inside you that are making up your house, the foundation and the rooms. However, there are windows in your house, okay? And this is a super cool part about this. The windows look out, right? And it shows you a different perspective. Isn't that the case? Windows always show us a different perspective. I mean, unless you're fucking miserable or something, when you look out a window, there's always something so dope to find. Like even right now, if you're by a window, look outside, you're going to find something beautiful out there. If it's nature, if it's like a building, if it's the sun, the clouds, you know me and my sun and clouds and moon. If it's like, I don't know, like animals, if that's your thing, like maybe an old couple's walking down the street and looks super romantic. I don't know. If you look at a fucking window, you'll find something dope. So in this rickety old ass house that just sucks to fucking be in, no one wants to visit because it's just fucking miserable, right? You look out the window, and this window for you is really showing you the possibilities of the things that you want in your home. Maybe that home that you pictured is dark and dreary. And then when you look out the window, it's sunny and shiny. And that's what you want your house to be in, right? Bright, vibrant, whatever. Now, the perspective that you see out this window may be impossible. It may seem like it's impossible. But it's the window that makes you feel good, that makes you want it. And it could be things like this. I want to make more money. I want to be a better person. I want to start a business, or I want to be, I don't know, a better parent or daughter or friend. Just in general, like I want to change my life. This window is like, I don't know, motivating you to want something different because it gives you this different perspective. Do you get it? Rickety old house, some fucked up rooms, the foundation's cracked and has gone to shit. Okay. And then the windows kind of give you a little bit of hope of what could be. So here's what it looks like now to change your life. In order to start, you have to go out and get yourself some education. I mean, and I don't mean education is like get a bachelor's degree and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you have to educate yourself on the things that make you unhappy. Maybe it's financial education, right? Maybe because your money situation, maybe it's education about, I don't know, healthy relationships or healthy boundaries, or like I always talk about, setting up good routines, fucking setting up a good sleep habit, just good ideas. Get education. That's the first step always. Get education on some healthy, good habits, ideas, all that stuff, right? We really want that clear thinking, okay? And hopefully, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm actually passing along some good fucking educational tips to you. If not, I don't know, find it somewhere. Okay. And then you want to manifest this, right? You want to connect to whatever your connection is spiritually, or maybe you don't even have one spiritually. For me, it's the universe. I'm always tapped into the universe. That's my jam. I'm always asking it, like, help a girl out. But I also trust that the universe has my back, so I don't even really have to say that much. You want to just envision that you can get this life. So you're educating yourself, you're seeing how to build these good habits, good mindsets, blah, 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 blah. And then you start pouring that into yourself, okay? You start pouring that in. And by putting the good stuff in, it really means you're revamping this old fucking ass house, right? So you're putting all this good stuff in, but what you're going to notice that happens is all this negative programming and negative shit is going to come up and get stirred up, right? It's because you're building now a solid foundation with something different, right? The foundation before that was programmed into you, we're demoing that shit. And you're going to be doing the reprogramming, right? Because it's healthier and it's going to be like a more solid foundation for you. So you can think of it as like you're uprooting the OG foundation, right? And you're going to be demoing rooms and even the windows that you look at, right? You're just all those rooms with old trauma, old ideas, all that shit, all the things with all the shit, you're fucking demoing, okay? And listen, demoing a house is hard. I mean, I'm talking about it like if I've demoed a house. I haven't demoed a house, disclaimer. But I'm imagining that it's hard. Okay, I have friends that are in this business. So, I mean, I'm sure it feels really good to like demo something, to like fucking knock a wall out and that you let out some aggression. I'm sure that feels good, but damn, you're fucking fixing a whole house like you're tired. So demoing is super hard. Now, listen to this. Around, when people do this work on changing their life around, there's like 50% of people that give up at this point. So this 50% has basically gotten to, oh, my life is shit. This house sucks. Let me educate myself because I want something better. And once they have to start demoing, they're like, ugh, this is hard work. I don't want to deal with this shit. Like, I'm used to this house. I'm used to the rooms. Like, I don't want to do this work. It seems like it's going to be super hard and I'm just going to stop here. So this 50% like maybe did a little demoing, maybe a room or two, but that's it. Like, it was so uncomfortable to change the rooms around, to do the work, that they just fucking gave up. So they go back to the norm. They go back to the 9-to-5 job that they hate. They go back to the ex that isn't fucking good for them. They basically go back to like old behaviors and old habits. Like, they just fucking give up. But some people keep going because they have that fucking, I don't know, that like fucking desire, that burning desire in them to just get the job done. Because what they saw out of that fucking window is so dope and they know that it's meant for them, right? They want that peace and happiness, so they keep going. And the people that keep going take an extra step. They got the education, they're starting to demo, but they go a step further. Maybe they go and reach out to a therapist, right, to help them like a little deeper with their work. Maybe they get a mentor. Sometimes people get a mentor. Maybe they get a life coach, right? So they go that extra step so they can like get help with kind of digging up the foundation of their old house, fucking revamping the rooms. You get the gist, right? Shit's getting real now because there's a lot of work being done to the house. Now, about 30% of people, so 50% are out, about 30% of people give up here. They're just like, oh my God, every time I talk to my therapist, like something else comes up and I don't want to deal with this trauma and I don't want to relive this thing and it's hard and I'm crying all the time and oh, I feel like it's not going to get better and blah, 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 and this and that. I see it with life coaching too. I'll have clients that will work with me. And then once I push them to do the hard work, you know, they tap out and they're like, I don't want to get into this. This is too hard and I can't do it. And obviously my job as a life coach and the same with a therapist is to try to support, but you can only support if the person's willing to accept the support, right? So about 30% of people just drop off here, even though they have the support. Okay, so the rest of the people that stay in it, right? Let's go back. They see their house is shitty. They got the fucking education. They're demoing shit up. They go the extra step and get some support. They're still demoing shit up, right? They're still revamping. There's about like 5% of people that are like almost done, close to the end. But here's what happens. Sometimes old self-sabotaging systems, beliefs, blah, 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 kicks in and stops them from completing it. Like they're so close to being done, to getting this house fucking dope. And they just, I don't know, something kicks into their brain and they're like, oh, I can't be happy. Like, that's weird. I don't know. Like, I want this life, but it just doesn't feel right. There's a lot of like trauma and shit that comes in. There's a lot of reasons why self-sabotaging kicks in. self-sabotaging kicks in along this whole process, but there's a small group of people that really let it kick in right towards the end. So those people are out, okay? But then there are the people that keep pouring in the good stuff, right? They're revamping. They laid that dope fucking solid foundation. They're revamping all the rooms, right? And they fucking did it. And eventually the house is a house that they want their life to be. The one that they feel they're meant to live. The one that's full of peace and has joy and has happiness and has fun and has like authentic, like love, unconditional love, not conditional love. That's not healthy. And it's all the things that they want. And it's not to say that this house isn't going to have like an electrical problem along the way or something isn't going to get broken. That's when life becomes life, right? When just something pops up that we didn't expect, that's kind of shitty, but then you just kind of fucking deal with it, right? It's maintenance. When you have this dope house, the one that you wanted to live in, the one that feels good for you and brings you happiness, it's not going to come without some maintenance that we have to do along the way, right? Because life is just life. Like, that's the way it goes. I guess my whole point with all of this is that it's really on you to build this thing. Okay, the whole deal with this kind of house visualization is we always talk about it kind of abstractly. Are you self-aware? Are you happy? Do you know what areas you're not happy in? Are you doing anything in those areas to build happiness? Are you getting rid of toxic shit? Are you just repeating kind of shitty behaviors and patterns and habits? Or are you getting the education that you need, the support that you need to get better habits and beliefs and all that stuff, right? I can say that to you until I'm blue in the face. It doesn't mean crap. I wanted to do this episode where we actually visualize that changing for you. It's not easy to knock down a fucking house and just rebuild one from scratch. When you knock something down, you have to deal, when you're demoing and all that stuff, right? You have to deal with all that rubble. So as we're building something new, we have to tear down the old. And when we tear down the old, we have to deal with it. We got to like pick it up and put it in a dumpster. I don't know what people do. I think they put it in a dumpster. I don't know. They pick up the things and they throw them away in dumpsters. That's a whole process. That means you have to pick up maybe some of the trauma you've went through and like not put it somewhere else and hide it, but like deal with it, right? And then again, lay out foundation, lay out a thing that's better for you, healthier, better, more solid, right? So needless to say, this is obviously hard work. Shout out to all the people that are in construction. This is obviously hard work. But my hope for you is that in 2024, that you take time to invest in yourself in doing this work. And listen, I did have that fucking rickety old house, right? Oh my God, my house was fucking rat infested and a fucking mess, okay? And I knew it was shit. I looked out the window. I wanted something better. I knew it was out there for me. I felt it in my bones that it was reachable. And it took a long time for me to build something different. Now, sometimes people will sneak in your house and try to fuck shit up. Maybe a toxic relationship or a fucking, I don't know, like family member that's annoying and tries to just like hide in a room or one of your rooms that's all dope now, and then they try to be negative. That's when you kick them the fuck out, right? You set up boundaries and you're like, you're not allowed here anymore, right? So that's part of the maintenance that I'm talking about. It's gonna take a long time to build this new house for you. It's gonna feel fucking dope though. Like the end process is gonna feel dope. But you do have to do maintenance along the way. Think about it in real life. When you don't maintain your house, everything turns fucking rickety and old and broken and fucking infested with shit. And I don't know, like it's cluttered. It's a disaster. So you need the upkeep. You need the maintenance. You need to make sure that you're protecting your peace and you're not just letting anybody walk into your house at any time, right? Stranger danger. So like I said, I hope that in 2024, you invest in yourself and actually getting the process started into changing your life around, or at least changing the areas of your life that just feel icky to you right now. You know, on another note, maybe you have a dope foundation. There are a couple little cracks in it. And there's just some rooms in your house that suck, right? And you just want to address a couple little rooms because they don't, you know, they're not great for you. They're not healthy. They're not whatever, right? Maybe it's that. Maybe you don't have to tear down the whole fucking thing. And it's just addressing, you know, little parts at a time or one room, whatever. The point is, we really have to, like, build something here. And I always talk about, I want you to create a life that you love. So just use this analogy. We're creating a house that we fucking love, that represents our life. It's going to take a lot of work. We need help and support to do it. But end game, it's going to be fucking dope.